This is Dr. Rowington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular cleanse on patient Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, first name Lenny, L-E-N-N-Y, date of birth December 29, 1958, date of evaluation May 29, 2026. Referring physician is Dr. Duffman. The chief complaint, 67-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HDI. The patient, as noted, is a 67-year-old male who reports an industrial injury secondary to a fall in 2017. Period. At that time, he injured the right shoulder. Period. He then underwent surgery in 2019. Period. He has had ongoing problems and had subsequently underwent right shoulder reversal, period. He was then working on the ranch digging post holes, POST, holes, H-O-L-E-S, when he suffered an injury, stating that he had broken the screws in his shoulder, period. He states that he will require a third surgery, which apparently is to replace the scapula, period. The patient reports ongoing pain, which occurs daily. It is stabbing. It is rated 8/10, period. It is partially relieved with tramadol 50 milligrams, period. He reports associated decreased range of motion, period. He has had no chest pain or palpitations, period. The records are further reviewed. The patient is noted to be is noted to have a diagnosis of periprosthesis fracture, period. He denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history . He has BPH, next number anxiety, past surgical history, lap band surgery, next number right ankle fracture, next number colonoscopy, medications, tramadol 50 milligrams QID, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, brother had colorectal cancer, mother died in her 90s, father died at age 48 from unknown cancer, review system, correction social history, patient notes marijuana use but denies cigarette or alcohol use. He is employed as an IT consultant / engineer, period. Review of system, constitutional. He has had no weight loss or weight gain, period. genital, urinary, he has frequency and urgency. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 144/70, pulse 59, respiratory rate 18, height 5 feet 10 inches, weight 258.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The cardiovascular examination is significant for a grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region. There is a soft diastolic murmur present, period. The right shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on external rotation and abduction, period. There is severe tenderness present, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 67 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. Echocardiogram reveals normal left ventricular systolic function, ejection fraction 60-65%. Aortic valve is tri-leaflet and is mildly thickened. There is mild aortic stenosis present. Mean aortic valve pressure gradient is 28 millimeters of mercury. The tricuspid valve appears structurally normal. There is mild pulmonic regurgitation, period. There is mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. The impression, this is a 67-year-old male who had suffered an injury to the right shoulder. He was subsequently diagnosed with periprosthetic fracture of the right shoulder and is to undergo revision reverse total shoulder arthroplasty, period. The patient was noted to have a murmur involving aortic valve, period. Echocardiogram reveals normal LV function and mild aortic stenosis only, period. The patient is asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective, period. As noted, he has mild AS, mild mitral regurgitation, mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. He is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same signs, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.